the perfect customer. That is something that we talk about a lot. We always have at Schedulefly. When Wes wrote the software initially, he had worked for a restaurant that would be what we would call the perfect customer. And he designed it around what he knew they would need based on his experiences there. And I'll tell you who the perfect customer is for us in just a minute. But the idea is a really important one. It's whether you're starting a software business or restaurant or any kind of business, it's really a great idea to sit down and think about who is the perfect customer and what is he or she like, or what is that type of business like? What are their philosophies? How do they think? What's important to them? Why am I doing this? Why would they, and it's not just why would they want to buy my product, it's why would they be elated to be a customer of ours? Why would they not only just pay for what we provide, but why would they want to tell other people about it? Why would they be excited to be a part of a community that we're trying to build of other perfect customers? And those are really a great way to help narrow down and help you make decisions. It's a wonderful filter, and it's one that we apply often when we think about new ideas. Anything that we, you know, Wes and I often, we've mentioned this in other podcasts, where one of us will have an idea and we kind of have this hell yeah or no approach to whether we should do it. Well, when you apply that to the filter of, would the perfect customer be elated if we do this? Well, it's very easy to answer that question. If you know who your perfect customer is, and it's very easy to answer that question, hell yeah or no. And for us, of course, it's almost always it's no lately, because a lot of our ideas come from, you know, just you know, wanting to do something new, feeling like we should or whatever. But then when we ask ourselves, would the perfect customer be really stoked about that? Well, the answer is no. So when the answer is no, we move forward. But, you know, I think about, let's take Patagonia, for instance. You know, I have a decent amount of Patagonia clothing. I love Patagonia. I love their philosophy. I love what they're doing. But I'm not their perfect customer. I am a customer, and they're happy to have my business. But when they are thinking about the next jacket to design or the next pair of pants or shirt or whatever, they're thinking about and talking to and getting feedback from their perfect customers, which would be alpinists, you know, people that spend their life climbing mountains or skiing down mountains or, you know, out fly fishing in a river or doing those types of things, the people that do that for a living, that are great at what they do, that's who Patagonia is looking for as the perfect customer and who they design and make decisions around. Okay, now, they know, of course, that if they make those people very happy, those people are going to tell other people. Those people have people that follow them, that want to be like them, that will want to wear what they're wearing. And those people, there are people like me that I know I'm not going to be, never going to be a lifelong professional downhill skier, but I love snow skiing and I love watching videos of these guys doing this stuff. And the fact that a lot of them really dig Patagonia does something for me. And so it makes me a fan. So I'm not the perfect customer. And I'm not who they're going to come to with questions or try to design something around what I want. And that's okay. And I'm glad. And if I went to them and started saying, look, your stuff's great, but you really need to do this, that, and the other, well, they're going to take a very different approach of listening to my feedback versus, you know, the professional rock climber who comes to them and says, I think you should consider this. So, you know, for us, the perfect customer is a restaurant that has a very simple approach to running their business. They're not looking for technology to take over their business. They're not looking for technology to have tons of bells and whistles and features and tools and settings. They're looking for, in our case, a scheduling software that takes something that's takes a lot of time and a lot of energy and causes a lot of headaches, which is scheduling and communicating with their team. They want something that just makes that simple and easy and gets the job done and gets out of the way so they can go back and focus on what they want to focus on, which is serving great food and taking great care of their customers and providing a great experience. So that's the perfect customer for us. The perfect customer is not one who is, you know, using technology to enforce policies within their restaurant, or, you know, that wants to integrate with their POS system so that if they schedule somebody at 11, you know, it's physically impossible for that person to clock in before 11. And they don't trust that if they tell them not to, that they won't. So, you know, there's no right approach to this. The point is, we have a perfect customer in mind, a customer that, you know, runs a restaurant a certain way, has a certain approach to running their business, and appreciates the thought and care that we put into what we're doing and the philosophy we have, which is to keep our software simple and straightforward and fast and reliable, and then to get out of the way. So that's our perfect customer. And Patagonia knows who their perfect customer is. And if you're, whatever business you might be getting started, or even if you have one that, you know, you're struggling and having a hard time, go back to that. Who's your perfect customer? Make decisions for that perfect customer. I think you'll be happier, and they'll certainly be happier, and it'll just help provide the right kind of filter to make things a lot easier when you're deciding what direction to go in. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.